According to the Heber City Police Department, the 16-year-old Wasatch County boy was booked into juvenile detention on multiple criminal charges. A press release from the police reports that Wasatch County Dispatch received an alarm call just after 6:30 Sunday evening at the Utah State Liquor Store, located on East Gateway Drive near the intersections of Highways 189 and 40. Upon arriving on the scene, officers observed broken glass at the business and set up a perimeter on the building. Heber City Police Lieutenant Jeremy Nelson says that during this time, officers reported that shots were fired.
Our officers didn't fire their weapons. When they were on scene, there was some shots fired during that time, and our officers didn't return fire.
Lieutenant Nelson says it isn't clear if the shots were targeted at the officers or not. At the time, several local departments responded, including Wasatch County Sheriff, Utah State Parks, Utah Highway Patrol, Summit County Sheriff, U.S. Forest Service, Park City Police Department, and the Summit Wasatch SWAT team. A perimeter was set up to contain the area, and two persons of interest were detained during the time. Both were interviewed by investigators. Only one of them was charged, and more charges may be coming for the teen. After interviewing the second individual, it was determined that this person was not involved in the incident and was released.
Yeah, it seemed like just wrong place, wrong time in an area that, he just was there when this all went down.
Police don't believe that any other individuals were involved, but they are still looking into that possibility. The state liquor store is about a half mile from Wasatch High School.
We have extra officers at all our schools today, and we'll be probably continuing to do that throughout the rest of the week.
Lieutenant Nelson also added that the incident is still under investigation. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.